The other thing I want for us to appreciate is that those years of slavery were not a waste. What looks to us, and what really is humbling and evil happening to Joseph, God is using. Hear this. Those years where it looks like Joseph is just a helpless victim, God is at work. God is using those years. He's not just, if you're alone in Joseph's situation, you are a victim. But Joseph is not a victim. And now after 13 years of faithfulness in the pits, God promotes him to be second in command of the most powerful nation in the world. Verse 40. You will be over my house, and all the people will obey your commands. Only I, as king, will be greater than you. See, I'm placing you over all of Egypt. Some of you right now, okay, not a lot of you in this service, but maybe some of you are listening, are you in your teens or 20s or 30s? And it's really easy in those days to feel like the humble things that you're doing are a waste of time. Just doing chores for your parents. I can't wait till I don't have to do these. You're working a minimum wage job where you're responsible to take out the garbage. You know, maybe you're doing schoolwork and thinking, why do I need to study algebra? I'll never use algebra in the future. What a waste of time. Will you understand that God uses those humble years to prepare you for future years? I love the fact that Mark Cuban got fired and was living with five other guys when he was your age. Tina Fey was working at a YMCA. J.K. Rowling was fired from Amnesty International. Tim Allen was jailed for selling cocaine. Not my suggested career path. In fact, don't do that. But my point is, when you're young, sometimes we expect too much too soon. Those 13 years in the pit were not a waste of time for Joseph. He didn't understand how God was using those to prepare him, but indeed he was. Jerry Seinfeld once said, it took me 10 years to become an overnight success. He actually stole that from somebody else, but it took Joseph 13 years to become an overnight success. You be patient, you be diligent where you are. Jesus said in Luke 16:10, whoever is faithful in little things is also faithful in much. Whoever is unrighteous in very little is also unrighteous in much. Part of the reason that Joseph is ready for much is because he demonstrates his faithfulness in little. Don't think that all of a sudden you're going to change your character and become a better person just because you have more power, authority, or finances. Just look at all that is handed Joseph. He's given authority. Verse 41, Pharaoh says to Joseph, see, I'm placing you over all the land of Egypt, the most powerful nation in the world. Verse 42, Pharaoh then removed his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand. You might call this the ring of power. He basically has Pharaoh's signature. Any decision he makes carries the authority of Pharaoh himself. It also means Joseph has unlimited spending power. Joseph suddenly becomes the richest man in the world because he has all of Pharaoh's wealth available to him. And they put on him, they clothe him with fine linens and a gold chain around his neck. Joseph's had trouble with clothing in his life. He's lost a couple of coats. And Joseph, when he was a slave, wore chains. The Psalms tell us. He wore the chains of slavery, and now God replaces those lost coats with royal robes, those chains of slavery with chains of royalty.